Chapter 2. The Princess. Did you hear that? Princess Amber asked her ladies-in-waiting. For, in one of those important coincidences, the woman Beryl had fixed his attention on was the princess of this human kingdom. There was a buzz of conversation as the women around the princess offered different explanations for the sound. It was probably a deer, said the Lady Ruby brightly. Nothing to fear there. I suppose it could have been a bear, whispered the Lady Pearl, looking around nervously. Clearly, it's nothing important, said the Lady Jade, waving her hand as though to drive away any disagreement. Please, go on with what you were saying. I don't remember, said the princess. She was still staring at the very spot where Beryl stood, unseen, for the strangest feeling had come over her. About the ball, about the grand ball, the three ladies chimed in together. With that, Amber finally turned her gaze away to chat with her friends. Beryl found that he had been holding his breath, so sure was he that the princess would somehow spot him. But once he knew that he was safe, he began to listen. The topic of the grand ball led to talk about ball gowns, dancing shoes, flowers, and food, each of which seemed to delight the young women. Beryl tried to remember them all. If he could supply the princess with such pleasures, he thought, it would surely win him her love, for he had decided that he must have the Princess Amber for his wife.